The Imitation of Christ by Thomas A. Kempis, Part 36, Book 4, the 8th chapter. The Offering of Christ on the Cross, Our Offering. The Voice of Christ. As I offered myself willingly to God the Father for your sins, with hands outstretched and body naked on the cross, so that nothing remained in me that had not become a complete sacrifice to appease the divine wrath, so ought you to be willing to offer yourself to me day by day in the Mass as a pure and holy oblation, together with all your faculties and affections, with as much inward devotion as you can. What more do I ask than that you give yourself entirely to me? I care not for anything else you may give me, for I seek not your gift, but you. Just as it would not be enough for you to have everything if you did not have me, so whatever you give cannot please me if you do not give yourself. Offer yourself to me, therefore, and give yourself entirely for God. Your offering will be accepted. Behold, I offered myself wholly to the Father for you. I even gave my whole body and blood for food, that I might be all yours and you mine forever. But if you rely upon self and do not offer your free will to mine, your offering will be incomplete and the union between us imperfect. Hence, if you desire to attain grace and freedom of heart, let the free offering of yourself into the hands of God precede your every action. This is why so few are inwardly free and enlightened. They know not how to renounce themselves entirely. My word stands. Every one of you that doth not renounce all that he possesseth cannot be my disciple. If, therefore, you wish to be my disciple, offer yourself to me with all your heart. The 9th chapter. We should offer ourselves and all that we have to God, praying for all. The Disciple. All things in heaven and on earth, O Lord, are yours. I long to give myself to you as a voluntary offering to remain forever yours. With a sincere heart, I offer myself this day to you, O Lord, to your eternal service, to your homage, and as a sacrifice of everlasting praise. Receive me with this holy offering of your precious body, which I also make to you today, in the presence of angels invisibly attending, for my salvation and that of all your people. O Lord, upon your altar of expiation, I offer you all the sins and offenses I have committed in your presence and in the presence of the holy angels. From the day when I first could sin until this hour, that you may burn and consume them all in the fire of your love, that you may wipe away their every stain, cleanse my conscience of every fault, and restore to me your grace, which I lost in sin, by granting full pardon for all, and receiving me mercifully with the kiss of peace. What can I do for all my sins but humbly confess and lament them, and implore your mercy without ceasing? In your mercy, I implore you, hear me when I stand before you, my God. All my sins are most displeasing to me. I wish never to commit them again. I am sorry for them and will be sorry as long as I live. I am ready to do penance and make satisfaction to the utmost of my power. Forgive me, O God. Forgive me my sins, for your holy name. Save my soul, which you have redeemed by your most precious blood. See, I place myself at your mercy. I commit myself to your hands. Deal with me according to your goodness, not according to my malicious and evil ways. I offer to you also all the good I have, small and imperfect though it be, that you may make it more pure and more holy, that you may be pleased with it, render it acceptable to yourself, and perfect it more and more, and finally, that you may lead me, an indolent and worthless creature, to a good and happy end. I offer you also all the holy desires of your devoted servants, the needs of my parents, friends, brothers, sisters, and all who are dear to me, of all who for your sake have been kind to me or to others, of all who have wished and asked my prayers and masses for them and theirs, whether they yet live in the flesh or are now departed from this world, that they may all experience the help of your grace, the strength of your consolation, protection from dangers, deliverance from punishment to come, and that, free from all evils, they may gladly give abundant thanks to you. I offer you also these prayers and the sacrifice of propitiation for those especially who have in any way injured, saddened, or slandered me, inflicted loss or pain upon me, and also for all those whom I have at any time saddened, disturbed, offended, or abused by word or deed, willfully or in ignorance. May it please you to forgive us all alike our sins and offenses against one another. Take away from our hearts, O Lord, all suspicion, anger, wrath, contention, and whatever may injure charity and lessen brotherly love. Have mercy, O Lord. Have mercy on those who ask your mercy. Give grace to those who need it, and make us such that we may be worthy to enjoy your favor and gain eternal life. End of part 36.